guys for coming. Welcome to Freedom Builders. So today we're actually going to do something that the Lord has really, really, really been putting on our hearts this week, and we're actually going to take communion as the group, and that's what we're going to be doing right now. So we just came out of an atmosphere of worship, and that's...
Oh my gosh, Chris! Wow!
Sorry.
It's wow.
Anyway, so, that's my daily prayer, but we're good. Okay, so, we're actually going to be passing the bread around, so, if we can take one more.
If we could hand bread through the iPhone, we would.
Yeah,
Ashlyn, bread for you.
She's gonna get bread.
She's gonna go get bread.
She's in the kitchen, right?
I'll take a double shot.
What the heck?
Thank you.
Did she get
all of
that?
I got bread for all of us.
Does everybody have their boots? Does everybody have the communion elements?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Because you ate yours, huh?
I got a double for him.
So we're gonna do this. So the verse, Matthew 26:27. Jesus took the bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." So this, the Lord of the universe came down to heaven, came down from heaven for you and me, simply because of love. That was the reason why he came down. That's the reason why he sacrificed everything that he did, because of love. So Lord, we thank you for this. We thank you for this gift that you have given us, and we thank you for loving us enough to coming down and allowing us to take communion in your holy name. So, Jesus, we accept you into our hearts and we love you.
It's like my favorite bread from the store.
I'm serious about this, like, totally serious. If you don't take this, at least this one moment seriously, I know it's coming for me, but there'll actually be a curse upon you. If you don't acknowledge, like, what God did for us, so just quick reminder, get out of that one. Just thank God for that.
Awesome. On that happy note.
Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many of the remissions of sins." This signifies the love of the Most High, who thought that his blood was worth our lives. He's the one who created us. He's the one who gave us life. But he valued us at his blood. So, Lord, I thank you once again that we come and we can drink this in communion. We can drink this in your holy name and just praise you for it. So, in the name of Jesus, we praise you and we lift you up. Amen.
Got a little bit longer. Let's just stay in this atmosphere. You know, the verse that Maddie just read was talking about the blood of Jesus and how it signifies the new covenant that God has established with us. If anybody has taken, has anyone taken level two in here? I have.
Okay.
All right. Well, basically, for those of you guys who don't know, level two talks about blood covenant, and the most significant thing to know about blood covenant is that when you make a blood covenant with someone, it's forever. It's like blood in, blood out, but like with God. And you know, God loved us so much that he would want to establish a better covenant, a better relationship with us, that he would come down and give himself so that we could receive all of his blessings. You know, God's given us an opportunity to live life more abundantly, to live it forever with him. Like, seriously, think about it for a second. God is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He made us. You know, the God of everything chose to make you with his own two hands, breathe his breath into your lungs. And not only did he do that, he didn't just make you, but the greatest being ever in history that was and ever will be, and he always has been, he decided to come down as you, as his creation. Out of dirt, guys. God decided to come down out of his great love for us and become one of us, become flesh like us. I don't know if you guys have heard Pastor Jerry give that dog analogy about, like, that's basically like us having a pet, and, you know, say our pet does something wrong, like it eats one of our shoes or something, and that's like us, you know, that was our shoe that the dog just ate. Or whatever just happened. You know, that was our possession that the animal just totally ruined. And for some reason, we feel sorry for them. We have compassion on the animal who just ruined our possession. That's exactly how God's love is for us. We sin. But God's love is so great for us that he would see us even in our wrongdoing. That he would decide to come down as us and become one of us and take our punishment that we completely deserved. Let's just meditate on that for a second. Man, guys, God is awesome. And my prayer for everyone in this place is that the revelation of God's love is given to every person. Because seriously, the relationship becomes so much better when we fully realize how great God's love is for us and how passionate He is about us. Stars they rise, the morning sun will set, the Savior of the world was fallen, His body on the cross, His blood poured out for us, the weight of every curse upon Him.
Hallelujah, the Lamb is overcome.
Christ and Jesus. It's you who've overcome. It's you who've overcome. These chains are broken in this place to my heart. Thankful for his love. You know, if it weren't for God's love, we wouldn't be here right now. If God hadn't pursued us, we wouldn't be able to be at the place where we could call him our friend. You know, God's closer to us than anyone else ever could be. Stay in this forever, man. But God has some things he wants to say, other than what he's already said. So let's get started.